girl, you know what you've been missing? Me, me. Hey girl, whoever you
44 minutes me. After the hour of 7 o'clock on your Tuesday, May 20th. James Timberlake in studio next door, Studio C, or whatever we call it.
Yeah, what do we call this studio?
Production studio.
Yeah, that's normally what I call it.
How you doing today, partner?
Pretty good. You blew my eardrums out at the start of this.
Did
I'll be
I?
Honest with you. Yeah.
Really?
I thought it was over.
That's why.
My hair is ringing right now.
That's why we're all deaf in radio.
You know? That's true. That's a good point.
Things like that happen.
Our eyesight is perfect, but our ears are not so good.
Yeah. I wish my eyesight was perfect. Anyway, James with me right now on this 20th day of May. We're cruising along in May. Wow. Going to be a wet May. We haven't had a wet May for a while.
I know.
A few years, but this one's going to be...
It was nothing but rain yesterday.
I know. It's going to be kind of a wet... we're not having that forecast where it's like sunny and 70 all week long.
A slight chance of thunderstorms.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
It's just rain.
Yeah. A little bit of chance today. Warmer, though. Low 60s. Yeah. Hey, today, Cher's birthday. Cher turned 79.
I like to think I believe in life after love.
Yeah.
And so does she.
Song that she sings, yes.
Doesn't she? I think she has a residency now in Vegas, if I'm not mistaken.
Really?
I think.
Oh.
Hey, you know what? Guess what? Different studio. Now I get to look it up really easily.
I don't know that about. You know what? When I go to Vegas, it's usually for a radio conference,
mm-hmm.
and I don't go do anything.
Well, I mean, it's, yeah.
Really, to be honest with you. So I don't know who's in residence or who's doing what. And yeah. So anyway.
She's not doing a residency. I was wrong. She did do a residency.
Okay.
In like the late aughts, 2008 to 2011.
Oh, okay.
So there you go.
All right. She's 79.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Cher.
Sure.
All right. Dave Thomas, actor, comedian, Grace Under Fire, 76 today.
Okay.
On the birthday board. On the date book, it was, the year was 1845, the HMS Erebus and the HMS Terror, with 134 men under John Franklin, sailed from the River Thames in England, beginning a disastrous expedition to find the Northwest Passage.
Yeah.
They all perished.
Yep. If you're going to name your ship the HMS Terror.
I know, right?
You know. It feels like at that point you're playing with fire there.
Right.
Not a good idea.
1873.
I'd name my ship the HMS Successful Trip.
Successful Trip.
Yeah. HMS went swimmingly.
You could do that, too.
Yeah.
1873. We wear them all the time. Maybe you don't. Levi Strauss.
Yeah.
Jeans. Jacob Davis. The unknown part of Levi
there
Strauss.
There always is one.
There's always one, isn't there?
Yeah.
They always get rooked on.
Yeah, there's always the unknown version.
Right, right. So.
Everybody knows Steve Jobs. Not everybody knows Steve Wozniak.
I know, yeah. Right? They received a patent for blue jeans with copper rivets.
Hmm. There you go.
1916, small town, Codell, Kansas, struck by a tornado.
Mm-hmm.
Same date, same town, 1917, 1918, three years in a row, tornado.
That's pretty unlucky.
Man. 1927, Charles Lindbergh took off from Roosevelt Field in Long Island, New York, on the world's first solo nonstop flight across the Atlantic, touching down in Paris the next day.
Okay.
On this date. 1932, Amelia Earhart took off from Newfoundland to begin the world's first solo nonstop flight across the Atlantic by a female pilot. She landed in Ireland the next day.
There you go.
Today, speaking of Lindbergh, That's interesting. That was 1927.
Mm-hmm.
Modern DNA testing has cast doubt on the long-accepted conclusion of the Lindbergh baby kidnapping case, which led to the execution of a suspect in the 1930s. A new analysis based on genetic material provided by relatives in the Lindbergh family has failed to link the man convicted.
At what point did you say, let's just stick with the noble lie here?
The review used advanced techniques unavailable during, obviously, up until now, DNA comparison. Research working alongside legal advocates reviewed preserved materials and re-examined records from the case, long considered one of the most pivotal and publicized in American criminal history. It doesn't match.
Yep. Yeah. You know, for me, I'm just like, why even do this?
Yeah.
I don't understand.
Depends on how, if the Lindbergh family want to continue it and pursue it.
Well, but they were, they had clearly been okay with the accepted, with the accepted DNA.
Right.
And the death of the other person who they thought had done it.
Yeah.
And now.
Now, new stuff.
Yeah. But the other thing is, that other person who probably did do it, who they'll never find out because that person is seemingly dead as well. Now they're just, it's an open case and it'll be open forever. So why even do it?
It's probably, I don't think it'll never.
It's like when we're still trying to figure out who Jack the Ripper was. It's like,
right.
Don't have a lot of availability for witnesses anymore, you know?
Okay. Be a millionaire day today, James. Sounds good?
Oh, hey.
Let's do it.
Yeah, hold on. Let me snap my fingers.
Let's do it.
There we go.
Okay. James, it's dinosaur day.
Oh, right up your alley.
It's dinosaur day today. Dino day. All right. Flower day.
Sure.
Yeah. International Red Sneakers Day.
Okay.
Who do you know wears red sneakers?
Ron Richter does.
That's right.
He's got every color under the wheel.
I mean, he's got like 20, 30 pairs of sneakers.
He's got a good collection.
You call them sneakers or you call them tennis shoes?
They're not tennis shoes. They're sneakers.
They're sneakers?
Tennis shoes.
Okay. What's the difference?
Well, tennis shoes are for tennis. Those are like basketball shoes. He's got a lot of basketball shoes.
All right.
So they're sneakers.
All right. They're shoes.
Yeah.
All right.
B-ball shoes.
Today, streaming day. Hey.
Okay.
Becoming there you go.
More and more
and more and more
not
people
cost-effective.
Right, and more people are backing down and canceling subscriptions.
I mean, I can't blame them. How many subscriptions? I mean, just for sports, it's you're asking a lot of money from people.
Right. Well, you nickel and dime yourself.
Yeah.
$10, $10, $10, $9, $8. And pretty soon it's a couple hundred dollars.
And then you're like, was this better than cable?
I don't know if I've ever seen you do this, changing the subject abruptly.
Okay.
You eat at your desk?
Yeah. Yeah, I've ate at my desk a couple times, for sure.
Really? Okay. Yeah. Well, I don't really see you eat at your desk.
Yeah, no.
But anyway.
Known to hide it.
If you eat... Because you think I'm going to ask for some or what?
No, I just don't want people like walking into the door and me just downing a Subway sandwich or something.
Yeah. Okay. All right. If you eat at your desk, your keyboard could be a cesspool of hazardous organisms, James.
I don't do that. I will never eat over my keyboard.
Thank you.
I eat in a different spot. I'm not a
bad
maniac.
Microbes result. They've done the tests. It's like gross.
Yeah, of course it is. It gets in between the cracks of the keyboard, and then it just sits there.
Okay, here's another one, James. I noticed you had cheese sticks in the refrigerator upstairs.
Oh, yeah. Cheese sticks? I thought you said cheese steaks.
Cheese sticks. Hey, well, that too. Cheese sticks. James brought some cheese sticks, and I was checking them out the other day, and he was by the refrigerator, and he goes, "You're not going to have one, are you?"
Yeah. Well, I was like,
I said, James, would I take a cheese stick without asking you first? And you said no. I said okay then.
Well, you could take one but then you'll tell me after.
Right.
And,
well,
but then it's like,
I wouldn't do that.
I'd ask you first.
A guy in Japan lost his job after managers found his desk stuffed full of containers of coworker lunches.
Okay.
For months, this guy complained about their lunch containers going missing until someone finally installed a hidden camera in the break room.
Man.
Managers saw the lunch thief taking someone's lunch. They used the video evidence to go through his desk, where they found a lot of stolen lunches, which had gone bad.
Oof. Come on, man.
I know.
What are we doing?
They'll be stealing your coworkers' lunches.
Yeah. Oh, I'd be so upset too. I would be hunting that person down. I would find them and I would figure out who took my lunch. To me, that's such a blatant disregard for respect. You know? Like somebody comes in with their lunch and you're just gonna go to that refrigerator and then take it. That's very disrespectful in my mind.
I agree with you. Don't be taking somebody else's right. lunch.
You wouldn't take anything else that's of that person's, you know? Well, maybe this person would. Feels like the makings of a thief there. If not already well on their way and a thief now.
Man.
Press charges, you know?
Press charges.
How long can we get them for?
All right. Don't be taking your coworkers' food unless they say, hey, yeah. Would you like some?
Yeah. I'm gonna watch. I'm gonna go upstairs. Bob's gonna be sniffing around the Sargento I got upstairs.
Well, you know my love of cheese.
Yeah, I know. That's why I gotta hide that one too.
But James isn't gonna hide. He knows I won't take him. I think that's just terrible.
Yeah, that's. But there's multiple cheese sticks, so I can see a situation in which you're.
Did
like,
you count them?
No.
No.
But that's
okay.
My point. I could see a situation in which you can go. You'll go in there and be like. He won't miss one.
No, I would never do that. Okay. You know I wouldn't right. do that. Okay. All right.
I'm getting flashbacks of my dad because my dad would do that. So that's
oh,
why
okay.
I'm, you know, more cautious about it.
Okay. I'm not your dad.
Yeah. True.
All right. James. Five fishermen who had been missing for nearly 2 months
mm-hmm.
rescued after spending nearly 60 days adrift in the Pacific Ocean near the Galapagos Islands. The men who set out from Ecuador on a small fishing vessel, lost engine power, were carried off course drifting.
Yikes.
They survived on rainwater, raw fish.
Ooh, raw fish, too.
I know. Another fishing ship eventually spotted their vessel, which alerted the Navy. All five were alive and in stable condition, visibly weakened and dehydrated, though.
They're lucky they didn't die from a disease from eating raw fish.
Oof.
That would have been awful.
Nearly 60 days.
Yeah, that's a long time. Think of the tan they're coming off of that, though, off that boat with. Oof, man, they're looking good.
I'll pass on that.
Yeah.
Man who recently...
You look at the silver linings. There,
yeah, you do. I agree with you. A man who recently won $1.67 billion Powerball jackpot, James, alongside his mother, arrested in jail days after...
Uh-oh.
Following a traffic stop in which officers discovered an outstanding warrant. Well, okay. Now you got $1.67 billion you're in the Gray Bar Motel.
You got the bail, though. You can, I mean, you know.
Okay.
You can probably post that bail now. Can you still win if you're, well, I you guess know, it depends
I,
on what it is.
I have no idea. Probably state to state different.
Yeah.
What do cucumbers, eggplants, string beans, and tomatoes have in common?
They're all vegetables.
No. Try again. You're close, though.
They're all vegetables that people thought
fruits.
Were fruits. Okay. Yeah.
I did
string
not
beans?
Know that.
Come on.
Cucumbers, eggplants, string beans, and tomatoes are technically fruit.
You know,
I knew tomatoes were,
okay.
But not cucumbers, string beans.
The way I'll always classify the two is fruit is always, like, always sweet.
Sweet, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Tomatoes, sure, they're sweet. Cucumber's not sweet.
I know.
And there's eggplant or string beans.
Oh, okay.
So those are vegetables in my mind. I don't care what they say.
31% of us say we wish we had the guts to get rid of what in our house?
Oh, wow. Had the guts to get rid of blank. 31%?
Yep.
Had the guts to get rid of clothes.
TV.
Okay. Yeah. That's
I could do it.
Yeah, I know you could.
In a heartbeat.
I couldn't. You know, I got...
In a heartbeat, I could do it.
You'd probably save a ton of money.
I would save a ton
I
of
mean,
money.
All the grand scheme of things.
I would. I'd save a lot of money. Man alive! Stream this, stream that, add that up.
You still need cable.
Yeah, I know. Then you cut the cable, or you keep the cable, and they get you there. And, oh, man, it just never ends.
Nickel and dime you.
Yep. James's Swap Shop, next hour. You're listening to KROE Sheridan. 8 o'clock, Fox News next.